head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
On the radio, Les, that's Rush doing their covers.
That was quite a good version, actually.
Very good.
The Townsend classic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's got quite the range of Daltrey, but it was still a good version. I was quite surprised they got Crossroads on that album as well and various other things.
Yeah.
Heartful of Soul was quite
we began
stuff.
We began with One Little Victory. From Vapor Trails.
And of course, we'll dedicate that to our friend in North Wales, Andy. I know loves Rush. So
yeah, that's the
we'll
album.
Put that out to you.
Vapor Trails remixed. They weren't happy with the original mix of Vapor Trails. So, and you can pick, seven albums for about £18, £19. Rush. That's what we're all looking for. One Little Victory. Okay. You said about Crossroads, didn't you, Les? Let's listen to that Rush.
Fell down on my knees. sinking down.
About this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Appearing sane, but I just want you to know.
What a magician, Steve Winwood, on the keyboards there, playing from a vinyl copy of John Barleycorn Must Die.
Oh, yes.
Because John Barleycorn, the song was all about alcohol.
Yep.
The wheat.
The barley.
Yeah,
yes,
I tell you what, we might play that in a moment. Yeah, let's.
Because Dave Mason had left by then, hadn't he?
Yes, it was just.
Just the three of them.
Chris Wood, Jim Capaldi, and Steve Winwood. Whilst I turn the album over. Have we got anything to say, Les? Because we've not been talking much in this week.
So, this was
1970.
So would he have left? Would a Blind Faith been and gone then?
Yeah. Yes, he'd been to Blind Faith and they'd already split up and gone by now. So.
Yeah, there was, we fortunate to see him that summer, weren't we?
This started out... This
that was at... You was there at the...
No, I didn't
you
go.
You didn't go to see
No,
him
I was too young.
Back.
No. 69 that would have been when I was 14. No. Just that year or two makes all the difference, Les.
But there were so many... Supergroups came and went that around the turn of the 70s, weren't they? They were just
sixties into 70s. Yeah,
it was a state of flux between bands, and there were supergroups formed, and they went on to do something else. You know,
yeah.
One thing that amazes me, looking at the singles over the last few years, is the amount of people that were in bands and then moved on to something else. And you look at the tracks that have been made. And you look at the personnel and you think, oh, he was in so-and-so, and they all come together and played with each other, didn't they? It's quite amazing. But, yeah, that was the days. Good time to be alive, I thought.
A fantastic time. Fantastic.
Musically, anyway.
Do you know, Les has spoken enough now.
I haven't spoken in weeks, you know. It's good to be back.
I've managed to turn the vinyl
over.
So this should be, I hope we've got it at the start, John Barleycorn Must Die. And listen to the story of the people's fight against the demon alcohol drink. And that little Sir John with his nut brown bowl prove the strongest man at last. I think that's in the lyrics because he was the only one left standing.
There were three men came out of the west. Their fortunes for to try. Three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn must die. They've ploughed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow.
Thank you.
side so sharp to cut him off at the knee. They've rolled him and tied him by the way, serving him most barbarously. They've hired men with the sharp pitchforks who pricked him to the heart. And the loader, he has served him worse than that, for he's bound him to the cart. Around and around a field till they came unto a barn, and there they made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with a Crabtree six caught your skin from bone. And the miller, he has served him worse than that, for he's ground him between two stones.
think that's a much overlooked album from Rush. Feedback, it's called. Their nod back to the past. That was a Yardbirds. Well, the Yardbirds popularised it. Yeah. Shapes of Things. Before that, it was Traffic and John Barleycorn Must Die. And Traffic with Empty Pages.
That was sort of based on an original folk tune, I think, that dates back to 1624. It was
an awful long time, yeah.
Robert Burns did a version, a Scottish version of it as well, based upon obviously alcohol.
Yes. The many versions of this song are said to have come from Oxfordshire, Sussex, Hampshire, Surrey, and Somerset, estimated to be between 100 and 140 versions. Cecil Sharp collected a lot of songs in the early 1900s. But that was Traffic's interpretation. Yeah. The popular interpretation is the effort of the people to give up the alcohol distilled from barley. But it never worked out, did it? Another, just one more Rush tune from this Feedback album. And this is another Yardbird song, Heart Full of Soul.
Sick at heart and lonely, dark despair, thinking one thought only, where is she, tell me where. And if she says to you she don't love me, just give her my message, tell her of my plea. And I know that if she'd have me back again, would never make her sad. I've got a heart full of soul. Such a long time, longer than I can bear. But if she says she wants me, tell her I'll be there. And if she says to you she don't love me, just give her my message, tell her of my plea. And I know that if she had me back again, then I would never make her sad. I've got a heart full of soul.
Isn't that?
That was nice.
Yeah. Rush. As you say, we can dedicate them to our good friend Andy, who Kathy and I are going to be seeing with your sister at Stourport on 7. I guess it's time to publicise that. Fusion. I think it's Fusion 4. I don't know which number it is. We went to the one last year. I think that might have been 2.5 because of lockdowns and everything. But yeah, it's three nights, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. It looks like there's going to be a lock-in at a local pub as well. And
That might be entertaining.
Or something like that, yeah. Entertaining, yeah. Actually, it's given me a little moment to... I think this is the one we're going to, I want to play. Perhaps it's this one. This is it, yeah. So we've been, I've got a 14-minute track lined up, which I think might have everybody turning off. That's what we'll say goodbye to, I think, Les.
Oh, well, yes.
First of all, the Owl Service from their album, His Pride, No Spear, No Friend. And this is going to be a traditional song, or perhaps it's a song written by and somebody or other, Living by the Water. I'll tell you after this. Anne Briggs.
Summer morning. drawing water from the well and spilling over on the grass. Walking home, my heart is filled with pain. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way. And as I wander through the trees, picking up the windy leaves, I wonder where you may be sleeping now. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way. May the west wind speed your travels, and the sun be on your hair, and make believe I'm with you all over there, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way. Friends and strangers bring stories. When I ask where you might be, magic stories they have brought to me. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way. And as I sit mending clothes that you will never ever wear, looking daily for you I do prepare. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way. Drawing water from the well and spilling over on the grass. Walking home, my heart is filled with pain. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way.
Well, we got in a folky vibe from playing Traffic and John Barleycorn. Then it was the Owl Service, Living by the Water. That was written by Anne Briggs. And finally, Anne Briggs herself singing Go Your Way. Wasn't that mellow? We're all mellowed out, aren't we, Les? Yeah.
Something about folk, he catches that.
So mellowed out.
I'm laid back.
He
can't even hear me in the microphone.
3 foot from the mic. Yeah, well, it's been
great to listen to some decent folk.
And we've flitted around.
You know, the Owl Service with Stephen Collins been around for a long time.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
They sort of, they're flitting between the folk scene and other things. They've got a very core following of people that over the years. You know,
I'm only aware of them because I heard Jarvis Cocker play one of their tracks on the radio when he had a radio show.
They hail from Essex, but a lot of the folk songs that come, their own compositions and others, hail from around the UK, generally England, Ireland.
And up the way you've been heading recently, Les, the Unthanks.
Oh, yes.
The sisters.
Yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to play some more Unthanks in the future. But we're going to leave you now with a very long track. It's by Richard Pinhas, P-I-N-H-A-S, from 2006, from his album called Metatron. It's a double album. This is called Metatron Shaddai Chabatai. It seems like it's getting nowhere, but it eventually doesn't get anywhere. But it's of interest. I'll be seeing you, Les Newman.
Be seeing you, Chris. Good to be back in the studio, and we'll see you next time.
I will
be here next week.
Okay. Be seeing you, Les.
Be seeing you, guys.
We'll be right back. AI/HTML.